Representative Matt Shea, a state legislator in the Spokane Valley, has been putting out a pamphlet citing biblical passages to promote war and violence. His biblical basis for war is a 4-page guide to waging holy war against those who refuse to obey biblical law. Now, I'm an eye for an eye kind of guy most of the time, but this is maybe a little more, I don't know, close to what the good representative for the Inland Empire might accuse the Muslims of doing if they can impose Sharia law. You have an abortion, you change gender, you marry someone of the same sex, well, you're guilty of violating biblical law and should be punished. And a quote from Matt's text, if they do not yield, kill all males. Kind of harsh, Matt, but pretty clear. Maybe stone them or behead them, whatever you like, but send a message to all the liberals and scofflaws. You ignore the Bible, buddy, you get what you deserve. Death delivered by the righteous. Death to the gays, death to the woman who has an abortion, death to the folks who get a sex change. Death to the unyielders. Boy, howdy, that's a lot of executions. And if you start throwing in death because you eat pork, death if you commit adultery, death if you steal, death if you worship false gods, holy prayer meeting, Matt, who's going to be left to vote for you? These are strange times in the Holy Land, no doubt about it. Probably smart to get your hands on a Bible and read it. Maybe take some serious notes if you want to avoid the wrath of Matt. Over in Pakistan, the true believers are up in arms over some Christian woman who blasphemed the prophet. She's been on death row for years, but the courts there said she was free to go. Not so fast, sister, the Muslim masters cried and poured out into the streets of Islamabad by the thousands, blocking her exit out of that less than tolerant country. Now the Supreme Court says they'll review the verdict to avoid a political crisis. Seems to me we could defuse this fairly easily. Trade the woman for Matt. They'd both be happier in the other country.